If you need to summarize what you have read, but you don't have time to reread again, use five. Someone wanted, but so then, and you begin to write a summary. Summarize what you've written, but you don't have time to rewrite again. Use five. Someone wanted, but so then, and you begin to write a summary. Write a summary. First take your thumb, it stands for someone. Who's your lead character? Say it's Brian. First finger stands for wanted. What did he want? To save the world or open a restaurant? What is the finger that always comes next? But you can't save the world without unless. The last two fingers stand for so and then, so Brian must prevail then win. If you need to summarize what you have read, but you don't have time to reread again, use five. Someone wanted, but so then, and you begin to write a summary. Summarize what you've written, but you don't have time to rewrite again. Use five. Someone wanted, but so then, and you begin to write a summary. Write a summary. Well, you can write a paragraph to sum up your work. If it helps, just think of a hamburger. The first and last sentences are fun. Your topic and conclusion should match like buns. What was the main idea of this one? Write it down and now you've begun.
That's it. Just kidding.
The next few sentences must agree to fit in the buns like meat, lettuce, and cheese. These are supporting details, they help readers see a smaller version of a bigger one. You need to summarize what you have read, but you don't have time to reread again. Use five. Someone wanted, but so then, and you begin to write a summary. Summarize what you've written, but you don't have time to rewrite again. Use five. Someone wanted, but so then, and you begin to write a summary.